Here's to the kids whose first concept of a half hour directly correlates with the length of an Odyssey episode.
Wait a minute. My watch is set by the studio clock. That means we have less than 5 minutes.
Now an exclusive episode from the Odyssey Adventure Club. Previously on Adventures in Odyssey.
Well, you're going to come in really handy on this trip, Wooten.
We carry a different kind of medicine, the hope of Jesus, to the young boys and girls in our state struggling with depression and despair.
Oh, hey, here comes one of the pilots.
Hi, Wooten. Fancy meeting you here.
Jeff! So you work for Carry the Cure, too?
I love what Will and his team are doing up here. Plus, flying around Alaska is such a blast.
Lewis!
Baccarin! What are you doing here? I thought you were flying to Nome.
Yeah, the weather forced us down. You didn't happen to see our other plane, did you?
Nope. Why?
We lost contact with it.
Sorry to hear that.
Lewis, Logan was on the plane.
What?
So, what's with Logan and his dad?
Things have been tense between them ever since his mother left.
Why would Logan stow away?
He thought his mom was in one of the villages we're supposed to visit.
This is CTC-1. Are you there?
Now, what happened, Marty?
Well, he came down close to an abandoned cabin. I carried Logan here, and he's resting for the moment, but he needs a doctor, Will. Soon.
Mark the location on this map. You find the doctor. I'm going to my son.
I'm coming with you, Lewis.
A glacier. We're going across.
Across? That's kind of dangerous, don't you think?
What's going on?
A plane went down. A boy inside needs medical attention.
I'll get my bag.
I think we're getting close to the end of the glacier. We'll make good time when...
Lewis! 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 Where are you? Are you all right?
I've been better. I'm on a shelf. You?
Thank God for these dogs. They kept me from following you in. The ice was too hard to self-arrest.
Keep them back, huh?
Hey, hold on. I'll rig up the Z-pulley.
This chasm's pretty wide. By the looks of it, you're on top of it. I'm not sure what's keeping you up.
The hand of the Lord, I guess. I'm going to try to move back and rig up the pulley from a more secure spot.
Good, good. And make sure the rope between the dogs stays tight.
Will do. Hold on, I'll have you out of there.
It's breaking loose! Get back, quick!
Hold on, Lewis!
Go! Now!
Okay, let's go. We're actually not too far from the cabin. It shouldn't take us more than 5 or 10 minutes to hike there.
I still don't know how you landed here, Jeff. I couldn't have parallel parked in this smallest space.
The landing is the easy part. Getting back up is another.
Oh, I'm sure. Will and Mr. Scott should be there by now, wouldn't you think?
I would have thought so, but they didn't get a runway cleared.
Did you say Mr. Scott?
Uh-huh. Lewis Scott? You probably heard of him. You know, champion Iditarod racer.
Yeah, I know who he is. Why would he be here?
Well, his son was the one that was injured in the plane crash.
Logan? Where is he?
What just happened?
She obviously knows the Scots.
Yeah, obviously. And that's obvious because...
Because of her reaction when you mentioned Lewis's name.
Right.
And she knew Logan's name. We didn't say Lewis's son was named Logan.
Right.
Putting the pieces together, I wonder?
If Amy is Logan's long-lost mother and she's been developing her nursing skills in a remote village which has providentially prepared her for the exact time when she'll need those skills to save her son's life? Yeah, I was wondering the same thing.
Hello?
Thank God. Amy! What are you doing here?
I work for Dr. Pardue. He's helping out with the race. Where's Logan?
In the next room by the fire. This way.
He's been unconscious since the crash?
Yeah, he stared a few times, but hasn't really awakened. I still don't know what happened, but things went pear-shaped so quickly that he didn't have time to strap in properly. I managed to get us into a fairly level place, but we still came down hard. He got tossed around pretty good.
He could be bleeding internally. There's no telling if he has a neck or back injury. We need to get him to a hospital. Logan.
You forgot your medical bag.
Thank you.
Marty, I'm glad you're okay.
Thanks, Jeff.
How is he, Amy?
It's hard to tell without the proper diagnostic equipment. Logan, wake up, honey. Talk to me.
I spoke with their rescue. A helicopter's on its way.
Why was Logan on your plane anyway, Marty? Yeah,
he stowed away.
Why would he do that?
Well, he wanted to find his mother, which is you, I think. Am I right?
Yes, Logan's my son. But we haven't seen each other in a long time. How did you know?
Well, your name is on the medical bag there.
But how did Logan know where to find me?
Mr. Scott told us that Logan found a letter you'd sent.
Oh, that was careless. Which is typical for Lewis. Hope he's happy.
He and Will should have been here by now.
Lewis is coming here?
His sled came into the Iditarod stop in Nikolai, where we landed. He and Will took off on the sled at the same time we flew down to pick you up.
You don't suppose they're lost, do you?
Not Lewis. He can get lost in a lot of things, but not this countryside. I'm just grateful that Chance brought me here to take care of Logan.
Well, I don't think it happened by chance, Amy. It seems to me that God wanted you here with your son.
Logan?
Where am I? Mom? Am I dreaming?
No, you're not dreaming. It's me. How do you feel?
I don't know. Fuzzy?
Open your eyes as wide as you can. Look straight ahead into this light.
Oh, that's bright.
Do you remember what happened to you?
About what?
The plane.
What plane?
How's your head feel?
I have a bad headache on this side of my head.
Yeah, that's quite a bump. Do you have pain anywhere else?
I don't think so. Oh, just my head.
Stay still. You may have a concussion.
Mom, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. You have nothing to be sorry about, Logan. I need ice from outside, wrapped in a cloth, please, for the swelling.
I'll do it.
I'll help you, Jeff.
Lay still now.
Jeff, I think we should contact their rescue again.
Why? I'm sure they're on their way.
I think we should tell them to look for Will and Lewis. I'm worried about them. Captain's log. Started Alpha. Andromeda coaxial indefinite. Penny, I am texting quietly because everyone is on edge. Air Rescue is having trouble getting to us because of bad wind. I suggested a bicarbonate. Logan is resting, but we do not know how serious his condition is. Jeff went to look for Will and Lewis, but came back because it was getting dark. No, Sam. Please, Sam.
What's wrong, Wooten?
Oh, my cell phone battery died. I hope my text was sent before it shut off. I'll never remember that stardate sequence again.
What's that?
Will and Lewis?
Yeah, late as usual.
Will!
Hi.
Well, we've been so worried. What took you so long?
Close the door.
Are you all right, Will?
Just cold.
Here, let me look at you.
Amy, what are you doing here? Where's Dr. Pardue?
He couldn't come. Sit down.
I need to walk around. My legs.
Where's Lewis?
We had to cross a glacier.
A glacier? But that's west of here.
Lewis thought he knew a shortcut.
Yeah, of course he did.
What happened, Will?
Lewis was leading us across. The ice broke beneath him.
What?
Then the entire section collapsed. He fell.
No!
That can't be right. Lewis was an expert.
You sure, Will? I mean, those crevasses can be tricky.
No, I'm sure. He's gone.
No! No!
I'm sorry, Amy.
No!
I'm so sorry.
No.
I'm so sorry.
The winds have died down. Air Rescue has been given clearance. They should be here within the hour.
Thank God.
I'll get Logan ready for the trip.
Amy, do you want me to tell Logan?
I'm his mother. He should hear it from me. But not now. Not until I'm sure he's recovering. Not a word. Please.
You got it.
I'm gonna check on him.
Okay.
What should we do, Will?
The only thing we can do. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you now, grieved and hurt.
Mom?
Hi, Logan. Air rescue's finally on its way. We need to get you out of here. How do you feel?
A little better. My head still hurts, though.
Yeah, it will for a few days at least.
Mom, I don't understand. How did you get here?
Wooten and Jeff went looking for Dr. Pardue to bring him to you. And they found me instead. Crazy, huh?
Will would say God made it happen. That's the kind of thing he says. Is he here?
Will? Yeah.
I guess Dad is still in the race.
Logan, I have a lot to tell you.
Mom, come home, please. I miss you, and I know Dad does too. He wouldn't say so, but I can tell. Dad loves you.
Logan.
He does, Mom. Sometimes I see him just staring off into space, and I can tell that he's thinking about you. But you know how stubborn he is.
Yeah. Stubborn.
I wish he were here now. Then the three of us could have a reunion. Like in the movies, when someone gets sick and everyone gets back together.
Life isn't like the movies, Logan.
Are you gonna tell Dad what happened? He'll be pretty mad at me for all this.
Don't worry. We'll sort it all out.
Mom, you won't leave me again, will you?
No, son. I won't leave you. Ever again.
So then the air rescue helicopter came and transported Logan and Marty to Anchorage Hospital, along with Amy and Will. Jeff and I flew the dog sled team back to the village, and then we came here to join them, Penny. Yeah, Logan's doing all right physically. They're going to keep him overnight for observation, though. Yeah, Amy told him about his dad after the doctor said he was stable. None of us were there, but, I'm sure it was hard. They found Mr. Scott and were able to retrieve his body out of the crevasse. Logan and Amy want to bury him along the trail. I think that's real nice. Yeah, I'll be back in a week. I want to stick around for the Carry the Cure event at the village. Oh, Penny, I'm sorry. I have to go. Will's coming. I'll call you later. And thanks so much for praying, Penny. And I'm real, real sorry about that huge phone bill of yours. I was sure you had unlimited texting. Okay, bye. Hi, Will. How's everybody doing?
About as well as can be expected. Listen, I'm sorry about all this, Wooten. I thought I was inviting you along for an outreach. I didn't expect to drag you into all this.
No, it's been a good reminder about a lot of things. Mostly that the real beauty of Alaska is its people.
And you're one of us. You're my brother.
Oh.
I'm going in to see Logan. Will you come with me?
I wouldn't want to intrude.
No, I'd like you to be there for what I have to say. Hey, Logan.
Hi, Mr. Backern. Wooten.
Hi, you're looking a lot better than you were this time yesterday.
I'm feeling okay. My mom went to talk to the doctor.
I know. She told me to come and see you. And to tell you something I just told her about your dad.
Oh?
He was determined to get to you. To save you. He loved you very, very much.
I hope so. I just never saw it.
And he knew that. He believed he failed you as a father. But I have to tell you part of what happened on the glacier.
Okay.
Logan, your father and I were tethered together. And the ice broke. And the only thing holding us up was my ice axe and the dogs. I had tied their lead rope to my harness. Your dad knew I couldn't hold on much longer.
Don't argue with me, Baccarin. Listen, tell Logan that he doesn't have to be like me.
Look, you tell him that yourself. Don't cut that rope.
You'll fall in with me if I don't cut you loose.
Climb that rope, Lewis. Come on, try.
Oh, I won't take your life for my stupidity. I've done it my own way my entire life. And this is where it brought me. No wife. No son. No hope.
Climb, Lewis! Stop talking and climb!
You're the father he needed. You know?
No. No, Lewis, he needs you.
No. No, he needs someone who can help him. Believe.
Lewis!
Be a spiritual father to him, will ya?
Lewis, come on! Climb!
Tell Logan I'm sorry. And that I love him. I love him very much.
He cut the tether.
Dad.
He was sorry. And he loved you.
He never told me that. I always wondered why.
You know, sometimes it's hard for people to say the things they feel. But your dad thought them. And he felt them.
Well, his last words on Earth were for you, Logan. Your dad was thinking of you.
I know that many of you young people here in Nikolai are struggling with really deep hurts. Maybe they've been caused by people in your family, maybe even your parents. But listen to me, okay? I know what you're feeling. My childhood was difficult too. I was abandoned by my own mother, by my father, by everyone who should have been there to protect me. The man who took me in abused me terribly. And the drugs and alcohol that were everywhere in my home became my way of escape, my way of coping. I was alone, really, all my life. So I know how you feel. I know what depression is. I know the deepest sorrows. But here's the thing. Jesus rescued me from all of it. I'd tried coping myself, and I mean, just making a mess of it. And then I saw that the only person who could do that work was Jesus Christ washing me, cleansing me, healing me. The Bible says that when we come to God through Jesus, we are a new creation. And that's what I am now. Because of Jesus, I am free. I'm free from shame, free from pain, and I'm free from the hurts of the past. Because of Jesus, I was able to forgive my mother for abandoning me. I was able to forgive my father for abandoning me. And I was even able to forgive the man my mother gave me away to, even though he had abused me. I was able to lead each of them to the Lord and baptize them into a new life in Christ. Now, I could have stayed in that old life. I could have stayed in my despair and my depression. But God saved me from it all and gave me a hope and a future. So I'm here in Nikolai today to tell all of you, but you young people in particular, that it doesn't matter what your story or your struggle is, because in Jesus, you can be free, just like me. And if no one has ever told you, if your father has never told you that he loves you, well, I'm telling you now that as a father, I love you with the love of the Lord. I love you like a father would love his son or daughter. And God loves you even more. This love is the Father's gift to you. And this is the cure we carry across Alaska. Hope in Jesus Christ. God bless you all. Chief Tom?
Win. As you know, I wasn't sure about you and your team coming here to Nikolai. In the past, people come in not to bless us, but to change us. You have come in honor and humility. I look round this room and see children smiling who haven't smiled in years, others crying tears of hope. You have given us all a great gift. I speak to you in our native tongue, Chinkek, and say, Gulnar's Chis, thank you. And to each young person here, I want to give you a word, too. The word is Ugayakwan. Keep your head up, for there's much to live for.
Thank you so much, Chief Khan. Hey, I'd also like to thank a good brother of mine for coming to help out tonight, Wooten Bassett.
Hi, everybody.
Wooten and I will stay here as long as it takes after we're done if you want someone to talk and pray with, okay? So, Wooten, will you join me in our closing night song?
Oh, I'd love to, Will.
When the wind of the spirit blows, warrior, come on and ride the wind. When the wind of the spirit blows, warrior, come on and ride the wind.
Hey, hi, I'm Rain.
I'm Logan.
What happened to your face?
I was in an accident.
Oh, I thought maybe someone,
No. I was in an airplane that had to emergency land.
Oh, I heard about that. That was you?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, it must feel amazing to survive something like that.
I guess it does, yeah.
God must have things for you to do.
Oh, I don't know about that. I'm nothing special.
Sure you are. Let me show you something. See this?
It's a silver eagle coin.
5 years ago, I attended a Carry the Cure event. Mr. Backroon showed everyone this coin. Then he threw it on the ground and stepped on it and hit it with a hammer. Then he picked it up and said that no matter what he did to it, in the end, it's still worth the same amount.
Hmm.
Then he said that we're all like that. No matter what's happened to us, whether we've been beat up, spit on, rejected, abused, or just plain ripped off in life, we're still valuable. Then he walked up to me and handed it to me. He said, "Don't let anyone steal your hope away. God loves you, and that makes you worth everything."
Hmm.
I couldn't believe he chose me to give it to. At the time, I was so depressed, even suicidal. That message saved my life.
Wow.
I've kept this coin in my pocket every day since. If I ever have a bad day, I pull it out, and it reminds me that I'm important and valued by God.
I have one of those, too.
Did Mr. Backroom give it to you?
Uh-huh.
You should definitely keep it. It's a good reminder. He told me to memorize Romans 12:12, too.
What's that say?
Be joyful in hope, patient in affliction, faithful in prayer.
Wow, thanks. Excuse me.
I'm sorry. Did I say something wrong?
No. I just think I want to go up. To have them pray for me.
I'll come with you, if you want.
Yeah, thanks.
In Jeremiah 29, the Lord tells his people, "For I know the plans I have for you. They are plans for good and not evil, plans to give you a future and a hope." God's words are filled with promise and encouragement, but they come from one of the darkest times in the history of God's people. Their cities had been destroyed, many of their friends and family had died, and those still alive were carried away in exile to far-off countries. What a time for God to promise hope! But in our darkest moments, we need reminders that our hope doesn't come from the things of this world, not from money or power or belongings. All those things will eventually fade away. Instead, our hope comes from our faith in Jesus. As it says in 1 Peter chapter 1, "In God's great mercy, we have been born again into a life full of hope through Christ's rising again from the dead. You can now hope for a perfect inheritance that will never die, spoil, or fade, reserved in heaven for us." Now that's a promise worth hoping for. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Cure, an Odyssey Adventure Club exclusive, was written and directed by Dave Arnold, with sound design by Christopher Deal and music by John Campbell. Our cast included Jess Harnell, Kiff Vandenhuvel, Sage Binney, Joey Sabo, Gary Reed, Keith Silverstein, Matt Hurwitz, and Tony Amendola. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for another adventure in Odyssey.